A group of volunteer EMTs in Teaneck, New Jersey, is on the front lines of the coronavirus outbreak that has ravaged their town. The infection rate there is higher than in New York City. As cases of COVID-19 keep rising, the Teaneck Volunteer Ambulance Corps say they need more manpower and more supplies. WNYC's Karen Yee reports.
Okay, you're on your way.
Oh, all right.
Do you want to take it or do you want me to take it?
A call comes in just a few minutes after I walk into the EMT headquarters. A patient is in cardiac arrest, likely COVID positive.
We were dispatched to a report of a patient not breathing. It's in a nursing home, which has had a number of cases.
Captain Jacob Finkelstein is coming off an overnight shift, but you wouldn't be able to tell. He's calm and steady, leading an all-volunteer brigade in the epicenter of the state's outbreak. He's only 24 years old.
Ambulance 74 is arriving.
He says the calls are getting more intense. Difficulty breathing, respiratory distress, cardiac arrest, and more people are dying at home. We don't stay at the nursing home very long. By the time we get there, the patient is dead. It's not the first death of the morning.
It is my third of the day, and it's like 10 o'clock now. So that's pretty crazy for us. You know, we normally see probably less than 1 week, and we're seeing like 3, 4, 5, 6 a day right now.
The EMTs are getting twice the usual number of calls at a time when half the volunteers are out sick or on quarantine. Others are worried they'll bring the virus home. The Teaneck Volunteer Ambulance Corps receives some funding from the town and runs on donations. Other volunteer squads aren't responding to calls these days. It's too much of a risk for their members. Some crews have run out of supplies, leaving it up to hospitals or paid EMTs to respond. In Teaneck, they make do with any personal protective equipment they can get.
A family in town found a YouTube video on how to make homemade face shields, so the lady said she would make as many as she can a day with her kids.
A local high school also donated goggles from their closed science labs. Another call comes in. A man is having difficulty breathing. We rush him to the hospital, passing refrigerated trucks out front for the overflow of bodies.
We're coming in with an 80-year-old male, COVID positive. They had a bed for us right now, which was nice. Lately, that's not always the case.
Worried about exposing his family, Finkelstein moved into another apartment where he's been living for the last 3 weeks. Other members say they've brought the virus home or tested positive themselves, like 20-year-old Bobby Alexu. He's newly freed from his quarantine after coming down with a mild case. It's his first day back. Just don't tell his parents.
Oh, they don't know I'm here. I'm like, oh, I just gotta... I'm just going over to do some food shopping. You know, I'll be back in like an hour. I'm not allowed to be down here. As soon as this whole thing kicked off, they were like, no more going to Teaneck for any calls at all. So
he says there are just too many calls, and he wants to help.
That's great, Bob. They'll never know about it now.
Oh, oops. Good thing they don't watch the news.
A few minutes later.
I owe you. Oh.
The laughs are short-lived. The mood in the room changes in an instant.
Okay. In route.
Yeah. Suit up. What you got? COVID positive, difficulty breathing.
We're on a quiet residential street. A woman in her 50s is struggling to breathe when she's carried out of the basement and placed on a stretcher. Her family watches from the lawn. They have to stay behind. In the ambulance, the patient is alert, but then suddenly she goes into cardiac arrest. At the hospital, Alexu wheels her inside as a paramedic performs chest compressions. He eventually comes back to the ambulance and shakes his head. The woman has passed away.
It's just hard to see anyone in pain.
21-year-old Joe Horowitz also responded to the call, his last for the night.
This was a particularly difficult call, and things like this happen. I think it's the frequency with which it's happening that makes it a little more difficult.
He throws on coveralls, puts his clothes in a bag, and goes home. He'll be rethinking this in his empty house. His family is staying in upstate New York to ride out the outbreak. By the end of the night, the station is empty except for one volunteer. And then that familiar ring comes again. A 58-year-old man can't breathe. For NPR News, I'm Karen Yee in Teaneck, New Jersey.